Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and we want to send producer Dan to your summer camp.
Dan wants to go to summer camp, go canoeing, maybe some archery. Would you like for him to come along and sing campfire songs? Let's get Dan to your kids' summer camp. La, 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 la.
I never really went to a summer camp when I was younger. I did as I got a little bit older. I went to the YMCA camp. Mm. That was always my jam. Like, and I was probably 12, 13, 14 years old. I did go one time to a summer camp, like when I was maybe sixth grade. Broke my leg the first day of summer camp playing softball.
That's tough.
That was brutal. And it was back in the days where they put that cast on you that went from your toe up to your groin. So it was full summer,
95 degrees
for the entire summer with that plaster of Paris crap. Oh, it was brutal.
You're just watching all the kids swimming in the lake.
Yeah, it was not fun. Taking a shower with a garbage bag on my leg every time. So what we are looking for is if you are part of a summer camp in the area and you do all of the fun summer campy things, Kennedy, like archery, what else is on our list?
Well, there's canoeing, and then there's things like, arts and crafts. You make, keychains, and you make things like that,
I think they used to, in the 90s, you had something called, GIMP that you would tie into bracelets.
Something.
I don't know if that's still a thing.
Yeah. I think that there are indoor activities, outdoor activities, all kinds of things. And kids say the darndest things, and Dan always gets them too. So I'm here for that.
Yeah, so the idea is that we would send Dan to your camp for a little while. He would learn what it's all about, report back to us, and then also, like Kennedy said, bring us some funny audio. I know Barrett's YMCA camp on the Cape, they do a thing like a color wars where,
that's big.
Yeah, they do a big battle over the course of the last couple of days with all these different, a three-legged race or a balloon fight and all these other
capture the flag and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you mostly went to sports camps growing up.
Yeah, I went to hockey camps or football camps, stuff like that.
Right. So here's what we want you to do. You can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. If you have a camp that producer Dan could come hang out for a little while, again, 617-655-1234. Texas here in the studio. Kennedy, what kind of camp did you go to growing up?
Well, I didn't. My sisters went to sleepaway camp. They would be gone for a month and a half.
Oh, I never did sleepaway.
So they did that. I never went because I was always working or I had cheerleading camp or something stupid like
See,
that.
See, that's the cool. That's where you make lasting, lifelong friends.
No, they would
and
come
stuff.
Back and
going
I would
to camp
always,
for 2 months.
Yes, I would always be so jealous because they were, they had friends, they were moving up, becoming CITs and things like that.
Oh, counselor in training.
They were, on the lake and they, and you were away from home.
I had my first kiss behind the cabin when we were supposed to be in bed.
Well, things like that.
I assume that's what teenagers are doing at camp.
And we've gotten some emails from some folks and I really appreciate it. We're just trying to build a list that Dan can work around and try and come see you. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, the idea is that in the month of July, maybe once a week, Dan would visit a different summer camp.
That's right.
And then talk to the kids and then bring it back to the show.
Taking the show on the road.
Yeah, Barrett is going to be, I think now, well, like what you were saying, getting to know the kids over summer. So this will be the third year in a row that he's gone to this summer camp. And it is kind of cool because he's got to know one kid and is now on his lacrosse team that he first met at summer camp 3 years ago. He goes with his best friend every summer. And that summer camp's been there, 50, 100 years. Mm-hmm. Just generation. Like our friends. Mm-hmm. Mom went there because they have a boys and a girls side. Mm-hmm. So the mom went there, the daughters went there, the son is going there.
It's a rite of passage, man.
It really is. All right.
I'll definitely be the only soon-to-be 36-year-old at the camp. Do you think that automatically makes me a counselor just off the strength?
Well, I imagine the counselors are all there around your age, maybe, at least some.
No, the director's uncle.
Yeah, no, the director's your age, Dan.
Let's get Dan to your kids' summer camp.
La, 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 la.
The guy that owns the property that the camp is on is your age, Dan. 617-655-1234. Again, you can text us here in the studio if you want to get Dan to your summer camp this summer. 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.